I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
So if you missed earlier this morning, Kennedy shared some news about something that's going on with her health, and it is kind of the best case scenario of what is, you know, pretty scary news to hear.
Yeah.
Do you want to share what transpired this week and last week?
I it's weird. I was looking at my Instagram and like a week or so ago, whenever I got the biopsy.
I think it was Thursday or Friday. Wednesday.
Well, Wednesday is when I got the news. So the biopsy, I think, must have happened Monday. In any event, I had posted this thing saying, you're strong. If you can do it on your own, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Well, whoops. So
sometimes you need your circle.
So the biopsy I got came back showing cancer. However, it is the best cancer one can have. It is stage zero. It's called ductal carcinoma in situ, which means basically that it won't spread. It's in situ means in location, in place. So it isn't the spready kind.
That's good news.
That it's stage zero, which is the best stage you can be.
I didn't know they had a stage zero.
Yeah.
You know, Lana was diagnosed with stage one, and I just thought stage one. Like, you wouldn't have a stage zero.
Yep.
So that was news to me when you shared that with us.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a constant learning curve. You know what was in your life at that time.
And right.
You become kind of a little mini expert on it. And I found out the news as I was driving to D.C. this weekend. So that was weird.
What was it like getting that phone call from your doctor? It must be a scary experience.
It was weird. There was something in me that knew it was coming. If I'm being honest. Like, I just didn't. Everything kind of felt weird this time around. The scans they show me, the calcification spots were so much bigger. And, you know, I hadn't had a doctor bring me in like that before and show me the things. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, what can you do, though? What can you do except, you know, make a decision to be as I made a decision to just be as positive as I can. I didn't have, you know, I was on the road, so I couldn't sit there and go down a rabbit hole in my computer, which I'm glad about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was with Mr. X the whole long weekend, so I wasn't alone, which I was really happy about. And so I met with my surgeon yesterday, who I love. She met with me, and she came with, you know, a handful of documents with handwritten notes on the back, pictures that she drew to explain everything to me. It's like she knew me and what I needed to feel better. And so the next steps are surgery to remove that. And we'll probably do that in mid-August. And then after that, I'll have to do radiation. I'll have to do 4 weeks, 5 days a week for radiation. Mm-hmm. And then after that, because I have estrogen receptors, because I'm special, I will take
tamoxifen
for 5 years.
Right.
And so that's the plan.
When Kennedy called me, and obviously we knew behind the scenes that this stuff was...
Yeah.
But when you called to give me the diagnosis, what was interesting was we had been texting in a work text.
Yeah.
And then one of our bosses was like, okay, Kennedy says we should have a meeting to get together.
So yeah, he called. He called me after I talked to my doctor, and so I had to talk work. I didn't tell him that part.
Right. And so I didn't know that. All I know is on a Wednesday afternoon going into a long weekend, I'm now getting a text from a boss, including Kennedy, that says Kennedy wants to have a meeting. Now, I know how much Kennedy hates meetings.
I didn't want to have the meeting. And we needed to have a meeting for something else.
I text Kennedy. Kennedy wants to have a meeting. Who are you? I don't know you anymore. And then the phone, and you call me immediately after I send that text.
Yeah, I didn't even see the text because I was driving.
I'm laughing, telling Lana, I'm like, oh, I'm just giving Kennedy a hard time about calling a meeting on a Wednesday going into like a long weekend. And then you tell me about the cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
And so
I thought
I was getting one call from you, and you're like, are you alone? And I'm sitting with Lana and Barrett, and I'm like, for a meeting? Yeah. And so I walk away from them, and then when I go back, Lana's like, what happened? And I didn't want to say anything in front of Barrett.
Yeah, I just did, because I know sometimes you answer in the car, and I just didn't want you to have to, Barrett especially, just didn't want to have to, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You can tell him when you tell him.
But it did catch me off. I was like, oh, I like completely had to switch my brain, because I was going to bust your balls about calling
a
meeting.
There was a lot going on that day.
Let me talk to, we have Melissa, who had a similar experience to Kennedy like 7 years ago. Is that right, Melissa?
Yeah, so 7 years. On September, I'll be 7 years out from my diagnosis of DCIS. I know Kenny's going to get through this. I'm so proud of her for sharing because it is so important to get those mammograms and follow up when you need to. It's amazing. Thank you so much. And I just am amazed by the insight that you had of that little bit of, like, almost like survivor guilt of having the lowest, you know, level of cancer, but still attacking it with such positive energy. But don't minimize it to the point that you don't use that circle. Use that circle and then of friends and you know, don't feel guilty that you did the right thing and got it caught early. Yeah. That's excellent.
I think that's the hardest part for me is just asking people for help because I'm going to have to.
It is. And then the
I cannot do this by myself.
Right. And then you hit a wall during radiation that you just really need to listen to your body and rest. Because you're still like you feel like you're getting worse even though you're treating something to get better.
Yeah.
And it's a very odd feeling, but it sounds like you have a lot of insight and you've got this, girl.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yeah. And go outside. Go outside when you have those days off.
I will. Touching grass all day.
Yeah. A lot of water and sunlight. You're like a house plant with complicated emotions.
All right. Thank you, Melissa. Right. We actually have another Melissa, I believe, from Nashua, who was also diagnosed with DCIS during COVID. Is that right?
Oh, wow.
Yes, it is. Hi, Carson. Hi, Kennedy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing good, all things considered. Thank you very much. That must have been hard for you during COVID, having to do it all by yourself.
It was very difficult. I was diagnosed September 18th of 2020, and I had requested an immediate mastectomy, and I had that mastectomy November 18th of 2020, and I just had my last breast cancer-related surgery 4 weeks ago.
All right.
So it was a long journey.
Yeah.
It was a long journey, but my DCIS wasn't diagnosed with a mammogram. It didn't show in a mammogram. I had an MRI done.
Oh, wow.
And that's where it showed the DCIS.
Well, I'm glad they found it.
Me too. It's a long journey, but you got a lot of people to have your back.
Yeah. Well, I'm sending you lots of love.
And what helped me a lot was I talked to Erin O'Malley quite a bit.
I do too. Trust.
Erin O'Malley is a beacon of hope for all.
I swear, right? Well, thank you so much.
She's a great, great help. All right. Take care.
Bye, hon.
Thanks, Melissa.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Again, 617-931-1234. And Kennedy has been reading through all the text messages, which I know you appreciate.
Wow. Thank you
a lot
so
of wonderful
much, guys.
Support.
Seriously.
It's been an outpouring.
It is. You know, it's at times like these that it's nice to know that you've got people out there who are looking out for you. It
right.
means a lot.
Well, and you're looking out for them, too. Because I think it's important that we let people know how important it is to go and get checked. And
100%.
You know, I mentioned this earlier. Lana, you know, was much younger than she should have been when she first got checked. And that's how the diagnosis came, because she found it pretty early, and which is great. They can do the surgery and the treatment and the tamoxifen.
If you have not scheduled your mammogram, or if you skipped it this year, go get that, girl.
Again, it's 617-931-1234. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love, because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.